The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you, my man?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. No problems. Good to see you.
Good. Yeah, good to see you, too. Mm-hmm. How was your weekend
there? It was a good football weekend.
I know. Almost all of our teams won, though.
Yeah.
Right? MU won.
Yeah.
Oregon won.
Yeah.
Michigan won.
They did. They did not look great, but they won.
But they won. And then the Chiefs won, of course. Yep. So, and your predictions still seem to be coming to fruition. Chargers look good.
Yep, Chargers look good. Caleb Williams not so great.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, Trevor Lawrence not so great. Mm-hmm. Caleb Williams, I don't know. Was it the Trevor Lawrence thing that was a little more set in stone than Caleb Williams, or no? From the people that you were arguing with about Lawrence and Caleb Williams, I didn't know if they were equally, because we're talking about Nick and
right.
And Danny, but probably mostly Nick.
Right. Nick was holding, like, you know, parades for Trevor Lawrence. I'm like, that guy sells drugs to high school students. Like, he's not a come on now.
Well, hold on. But do you actually think, I don't know what you think about him so much. We haven't talked about him as much as Caleb, but do you think he's bad, or do you think he's just not as good as people said?
Well, he's starting quarterback in the NFL. He's,
well, sure, right. But I mean, like,
but he's not going to.
You think he'll be better than average?
Like, no.
So this isn't the Aaron Rodgers thing where
Aaron Rodgers is really much better than Trevor Lawrence.
Okay, but what about Caleb Williams?
He was supposed to be the greatest. No, I don't. He's going to be worse than Aaron Rodgers too. How about that?
Okay,
Aaron Rodgers is good. I mean, he won a Super Bowl, so I'm not saying these guys are going to be.
He won this weekend too.
I think both those. Well, I don't know. I don't know. Caleb Williams would be better than Daniel Jones. How about that?
Okay. Ouch. We can just
be better than Mitch Trubisky.
The Chargers look good.
Yeah,
they could be
playing
football. They could be the team. Yeah,
and run the ball. I think, you know, he's got a good quarterback, and Justin Herbert only makes him throw, like, I think Justin Herbert was like 11 for 14 or something. Like, they ain't throwing the ball very much.
But isn't he supposed? He's good, right? Or he was supposed
really
to be good.
Good.
Okay,
I think he's really good. Like,
okay.
He's not. You know, you compare him to Mahomes. Nobody's as good as Mahomes. So.
I haven't watched him as closely, but I mean, I remember thinking it when
Justin
I first
Herbert's
started learning
legit
about him. Like, this guy's good, and he was a little bit scary. But then that team just never quite coalesced, or at least couldn't beat the Chiefs. Obviously, the Chiefs. You know, playing the Bengals, it looked for a while they're like this. I know people get upset with the whole whatever they call it, Burrowhead or whatever.
Yeah,
okay, but when you look at the record, when they, you know, you heard them talking about it on TV yesterday. I think they said that Mahomes' record against him is like was 1-3 going into that game, which is kind of crazy.
No, there's only three quarterbacks who have beat the Chiefs three times.
Is that what they said? I missed that
part. I thought
that's
what they said. In my mind, it's got to be Brady and Burrow. I can't think of the third, to be honest with you.
I don't know how many times the Bills beat the Chiefs. So did Josh Allen. I mean, I know Josh Allen won, but it's not like the Bengals record was where Mahomes was, you know, 1-3. I wouldn't think. I don't know. So someone might know. You'd have to go back and look. But that game, and that's as close as it gets, actually the first two games of the season, you don't always have a game that ends that tight once a season, let alone back-to-back games. I mean, Baltimore and Cincinnati,
the
Baltimore game is even more so with that foot on the line. But this is, you know, just barely a step below the foot on the line. It's about as close as you can get. When you're kicking that field goal at the end, and it comes down to penalty or penalties. You know, that fumble.
Yeah.
And some of those penalties, I mean, you look back at them, I'm sure Cincinnati fans were furious. I know that the other team fans must be angry. When I hear the announcers just time and time again doing that thing where they go, that was the right call, wasn't it? Yeah, absolutely the right call. You know, they were so quick every time. And I thought, that's because that didn't look right at first, or at least looked confusing.
Right.
And I'm a Chiefs fan, but I'm like, oh, you know, what's happening there? And you know that there's going to be, you know, you're the villains. You know that people are going to say the refs are giving you the calls, all those things. So you're looking for it, and you're like, don't let that be the case. Come on, let's see what it was. But a couple of those were, you know.
One where it looked like Travis Kelce called his own penalty.
That was crazy,
well,
right?
I know that's just him, you know, showing off. I don't think they called the penalty because he said it. But
the flag was after he did that.
Yeah, it was like, man. And then they called a different thing. They're like, oh, hands to the face. I'm like, that's not what he said it was, and he's the player.
Well, it was like, was it illegal contact or something? I don't know, but the flag was thrown after he gave the... Maybe not. Maybe it just looked that way. Maybe it just looked that way. I don't know. But yeah, that game was... I thought... I would say at least, I don't know, 50% of the time, I thought Chiefs are going to lose this one. And I don't usually feel that way when the Chiefs are down. They just look, they were able to run the ball a little bit, which is kind of crazy that that's what they have to do, I guess, you know, because Cincinnati obviously had.
I mean, the Chiefs are only going to get better, so.
No, I know, but you could just sort of sense it. You're like, okay, this is what the Chiefs are doing, this is what Cincinnati's doing. And by halftime, I kind of thought, I think the Bengals might beat the Chiefs again. You know, at home, but they didn't. So, so all that matters is that they're 2-0, and Baltimore being 0-2, everyone's freaking out about that.
Right.
I think Lamar's good. I think that team's good. Obviously, you got a Harbaugh, but I'm just never. I don't know. I'm never shocked.
You're right. I'm one of those guys who's like, if you told me the Ravens, I picked them to go to the Super Bowl. But if you told me they were, you know, they won 13 games, I'd be like, yeah, of course, they're good. Or if you told me they won 9 games, I'd be like, well.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Because he's either on, that plan of theirs either works or it doesn't.
He's not as reliable.
No.
Now, last year they had a great year, I know that. But still, obviously there seems to be a problem when it comes down to, well, Mahomes specifically, but maybe just crunch time in general. But, I mean, look, it's only week 2, so there's still a lot to learn. And I'm just a very casual fan just watching these games. And if I was going to bet money, I would have bet that Baltimore doesn't drop a second game, for sure. But to see them lose, it wasn't, you know, as big a deal as they were trying to make it out to be. Can you believe?
Pacheco.
Yeah.
Broken leg.
Yeah. I mean, when you saw that hit, although I've seen hits like that before where you go, well, he's broken. He's dead. They just snapped him in half.
Right.
And then they managed to get up. So you never know, but that looked bad. It looked bad, and I think every Chiefs fan watching that went, oh.
Yeah.
So that sucks. But you got, what's that rookie's name?
I Carson
forgot his name.
Steele.
Yeah, Steele. What'd you
Ball
think?
Ball State legend.
What'd you
Carson
think?
Carson Steele. I like Carson Steele. We'll see if he's, we'll see.
I mean, it was kind of exciting.
He was
right?
on like a list of 100, I think. So he was at Ball State, then he left and went to UCLA, if I remember correctly. But he was on a list when he was at Ball State of like the 100 most freaks of players. Like he benched like 450 pounds and squatted like 680 pounds or something. Like he's an athlete.
But then he was undrafted? Like, what happened with
that? I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay.
But I know he was great at Ball State and then went to UCLA. I think he was pretty good there. I don't know.
He definitely has that look. Like, he's got something to prove. You know, yesterday. Like, he's got something to prove. And it would be
He's strong
exciting.
And athletic. I know that.
Obviously, we're all hopeful. We got our fingers crossed thinking, oh, what if this guy's awesome? Because in those plays, you know, you see some sparks here. Where you're like, oh, maybe this guy could be awesome. But... obviously, way too soon to tell. But it is weird.
Well, I will tell you a funny thing. During the NFL draft, I was texting with Nick back and forth, and who should be taken here, whatever. Just having conversations, and it got towards the end of the draft, and I was like, man, with this pick, the Chiefs should take Blake Corum, and running back from Michigan. I'm like, man, they should take Blake Corum. Like, take Blake Corum. And he was like, no, that's a luxury they can't, afford. They need more linemen. They need this. They need that. And I remember, I'm like, you got Pacheco. And the way that guy runs.
You said that before going into week one this year.
Before going into week one. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not that I don't believe in him, but that he had, and he hasn't. But there's a high propensity for him to get hurt.
Yep.
He puts his head down and smashes into everyone. I love it. He's maybe my favorite player on the team. But it's like you need a viable option behind him. And if he doesn't get hurt, great.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Also, if you have a viable option behind him, you can take him off the field sometimes. Because it doesn't matter if they're up by 20. He isn't all of a sudden running out of bounds.
No.
He is hitting
he doesn't,
people.
He doesn't have that.
No.
That's that switch.
No.
It's
like, all right, let's take it easy. He doesn't have the take it easy switch. Like, let me save myself. Like, you need someone behind him. Maybe Carson Steele would be that guy.
Yeah, that would be nice. I mean, look, mm-hmm. I don't want anybody to get mad at Lazo for thinking that, because I don't think that you were saying it in a negative way. But you did say before week one, like, you got to be careful with Pacheco.
He's got some years on him now, and yeah. I know it's not a lot, but as a running back, it's a lot. And the way he runs, he's not sprinting out to the side and then stepping out of bounds. He's taking a lot of hits
straight into people,
right?
And just banging almost
like
a pinball. Like
Larry Johnson, only he's not as big.
That's the other thing. He looks small.
Yeah,
in a lot of.
I mean,
I
have to look him up, but I feel like Larry Johnson was at least bigger. He could take some more of those hits.
I don't know if those guys wore bigger shoulder pads or what it was.
Pacheco's faster for sure, but it just feels like there's a lot of hits.
Yes,
that he takes.
Yes, a lot. But he is awesome. But I'm with you. It's just one of those things. It's just like having a quarterback like Lamar. You know where you go. You know, might get hurt. Yeah, he might get hurt.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
How are you?
I'm good, you?
I'm good. I didn't get to talk too much this weekend.
No?
I was kind of busy, but there was some stuff that happened. Well, in particular, there was one big news story that happened this weekend, and I thought, okay, I'm going to just wait to ask Laszlo this tomorrow when we're on the air, because I know that when this happened the last time.
Oh, what is this? Trump getting shot?
Yeah, yeah. When this
or
happened,
someone thinking about shooting Trump? I don't know. I don't know what happened there.
Looks like he was thinking about it. I don't know for sure, but it certainly looks like it. You saw the news. You saw what they did recover at the scene and where he was.
I didn't see that.
I mean, it could just be really bad timing. You could be a guy walking around with a gun with the scope, and you sit down to take a rest, and it just so happens that the former president and potential future president is playing golf a couple hundred yards away. I guess that could happen, but I would just think that's unlikely. But I don't think of myself as a conspiracy theorist, even though everyone has their thing that they, yours is the moon landing or whatever. OJ's innocent, if that counts as a conspiracy. But this whole, like, Trump getting shot the first time, something seemed off about it. I'm not saying that this was, my conspiracy is not that Trump did this to himself. That's not my conspiracy. I don't even know what my conspiracy is other than, why isn't this bigger news? You see what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, and Trump getting shot in the face. That went away pretty quick.
It was like, we talked about that afternoon, of course. And then the next day, like, each morning for the next maybe two mornings, they were like, what do we know about the shooter? And then it just went away. That was it. And then, we get here's some police body cam video. I'm like, are we talking about this?
Well, we should stop trying to shoot people.
We should stop with that. I saw Biden said, thank God he's okay. And, it's not good.
What did Taylor Swift say? That's all I care about.
I don't know. After what Trump
said
this
weekend. Look it up and we'll discuss.
Okay.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo. What's going on?
Well, so I wanted to talk to you about this weekend's big news story.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at least I thought it was a big news story. It seems like it would be the biggest news story of the weekend.
Trump said he hates Taylor Swift. That was
to be bigger news.
Yeah, then someone tried to kill him.
That seemed to be bigger news.
Or had plans to kill him, at least.
The fact that he tweeted that he hated her. I think if we just were able to go back and look at clicks and views and all that stuff, I feel actually somewhat confident that was probably much bigger news than the second assassination attempt. It appears to be an assassination attempt, right?
Right.
On Donald Trump. He's already been shot in the ear recently.
Mm-hmm.
That also seemed like maybe it should have been bigger news.
Steve Klemer says, concept of plans to kill him at least, which is true.
Yeah. So, he's playing golf. I don't know how much you saw about this story.
Not much.
There's not, I mean, you probably weren't inundated with stuff.
Right.
You almost have to go searching for it. I saw a scroll on the bottom of something I was watching that said update on Trump assassination attempt, and I was like thinking that it was the story of from a weeks back, and then they kept going. I was like, wait a second, did something else happen? And I just thought it was weird that it took that long because I hadn't gotten a single notification on my phone yet.
Right.
Now I don't have a ton of stuff turned on, but still I hadn't seen anything about it. So then I said something to Brooke. I was like, was this something else happened to Trump? She goes, yeah, somebody else tried to shoot him. What? Why haven't you said anything to me? Like, why aren't we discussing this? That seems the kind of thing that you'd be talking about as soon as you see each other. Have you heard the news? Did you see what happened? Oh, my God. But instead, I was like, did someone else try and shoot Trump? She goes, yeah, they arrested some guy. And that was it. So I had to go
authorities
digging.
Say a Secret Service agent spotted a rifle in the bushes near where Mr. Trump was golfing Sunday afternoon and opened fire. According to the sheriff, a witness saw the suspect run out of the bushes and jump into a black Nissan. He was arrested a short time later.
Always
that
a
suspect
Nissan.
Has been identified as 15-year-old Ryan Wesley Ruth. The suspect has a long criminal and civil court history. In 2020, Ruth wrote to Mr. Trump on social media, saying he supported him in 2016, but expressing disappointment with the former president.
Okay.
Why was he disappointed?
Don't know, but they're saying that this guy's a big Ukraine supporter. And so he's worried that Trump's not a big supporter on Ukraine. I found some clips of this guy doing interviews with, like, internet news sites or at least internet interviewers. I don't know if you call them reporters. Maybe they were reporters. I really don't know. But doesn't this seem like a big deal that this guy has got, it looks like, an assassination kit, and he's... What did they say? 150 yards, 200 yards, something like that, away from where the president is playing golf. Now, I will say that after all that talk about the Secret Service not doing their job, which I think was reasonable concern there after what happened the first time, that when the president plays golf, they go ahead on the course. They play ahead and make sure that it's clear, which makes sense. And then they spotted this guy or spotted this stuff over there in the woods. I've heard both things. I've heard that they spotted the stuff, but then I heard another report where they said that one of these agents spotted this guy poking his head up. But anyway, then you've got people calling the police. I've seen interviews with them. There's this guy's running away on the run, and they've got choppers and everything, and they're looking for him, and they arrest him in the Nissan. How does this happen twice in such a short amount of time when it hadn't happened for 40 years?
Well, I mean...
Wasn't it 40 years? I mean, Reagan was the last one, right?
I think the recipe's there for it. Like, we're divided more than we ever have. We actually hate each other. We use words like, I hate Taylor Swift. I mean, I'm not saying it's his fault. I'm just saying we use those words. And then the left is like, you know, he must be stopped.
Yeah.
At all costs. It's the end of democracy if he wins again. The end of our... So we use these, obviously, on both sides. These, you know, Joe Biden's the worst president ever, and if we do it again, it'll destroy the country. We see it in debates all the time.
You're either a communist or a white supremacist.
Right. And so it's on either side, it's split down the middle, and then we just have, whether you want to agree with me or not, we just have a proliferation of guns.
Well,
it's easier to get guns. So now we have hate mixed with guns equals what? More people getting shot.
I mean,
and shot at.
Trump was so polarizing from the moment he started to run for office, but especially once he became president.
Yeah, but then he was not president. Now he's running for it again, and, you know,
I know
the rhetoric on both sides is at an all-time high.
Well, I'm getting anxious about this. I'm starting to freak out because HBO premiered Civil War, right?
Over
the weekend, which I need to watch, but I've been a little anxious. I actually thought about watching it, and then I saw this news, and I was like, no, this is going to be on my mind. I'm starting to get nervous. Why can't people, like you said, on both sides, just cool it? Just cool it a little bit, okay?
Oh, that's not happening.
And that goes for some of the politicians, too. Just cool it a little bit.
That's not happening. That's not how you win.
I used to live in a bubble where I surrounded myself with like-minded people.
I hate to say it, but look at McCain. Like, people were calling...
I know.
People were calling, you know, Barack, that he wasn't from this country, Trump, right?
Yeah.
A terrorist, you know.
Not American.
Not American, all those things. And then McCain says, stops the lady and says, hey, he is an American. He's a good man and a good father.
Yeah,
we just disagree politically. And then people are like, ah! I hate you. And then it like just gets waxed in the election. It's not a recipe to win an election to cool it. That's not a recipe.
I mean, Trump even went after McCain and said that he likes his heroes that aren't captured and all that stuff. And they famously hated one another. But I used to be in a bubble because I surrounded myself with like-minded people. Now I've created a new kind of bubble where I've just decided that people must think like me, and I decide that by not talking to them and not getting a feel for how they're feeling. I don't want to know, which is why I really don't like that anything I do hear is the loudest voices, and the loudest voices are usually the craziest on both sides, which just stresses me out even more.
Well, don't be stressed out. I'll be fine. You'll be all right.
Are you? Why are you so confident? I mean, this has happened twice now.
We're not going to.
In a couple of months.
Even if we do have a civil war, I already served.
Right.
Are
you going to not take sides? Are you going to be that person when they come to you?
I live in Kansas.
You just say whatever side the people that are confronting you? Because that's what I've thought as a white guy. I might be able to just say, I'm with you, whoever it is. Like, yeah, I'm on your side. Shh, I know it looks like I was fighting for the other side. But that's because...
I'm not fighting.
I'm double-crossing them. No, I know you're not fighting them, but they still might ask what side you're on. I don't know how it works. I don't know. I've never been through a civil war. I've never been through an assassination attempt on a president before. Now we've been through two of them. I mean, I don't know if you call this one. Obviously, when Trump was shot, that certainly counts as an assassination attempt. This one, I don't know. But the immediate response from people is conspiracy theories. From both sides, but it's immediately conspiracy theories. On the right, I see stuff about people saying that Biden did this, right? That he's trying to kill, or that Kamala, whatever, some left-leaning politicians are orchestrating this. Or you go to the other side, and from the left, and people are saying on the left, I know not all of them, but you hear these people saying, this isn't real. Trump set this up. Yeah. The first assassination attempt was good publicity for him. I'm like, wait, what are we doing?
Right.
We live in a post-fact
world. First, this is an assassination Trump. What? I mean,
it was a crazy thing.
Right. It went away pretty quick, and I don't know how you get shot in the ear and just...
I know. I mean, he gave the fist and everything, and they got that picture, and I thought it would be... this big thing. I know they're selling T-shirts with it and all, but it sure seems like it just kind of went away. He came out to the convention with that big piece of gauze on his ear, and then it was just over after that, other than a few T-shirts at Santa Caligon days, right? So it just, and then to see it happen again, I'm like, Lazo, this is when we need Lazo's crisis management.
Oh, no, this
please
is way above me.
Help.
Let
heal
the chips
this
fall
country.
Where they may.
No.
Let the chips fall where they may.
Don't say that. Don't say that. I'm not prepared
for
this.
Dig in.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo. All right, we're going to do the news.
Yeah, we're going to do the news. And I guess since we already talked about the Trump thing, I guess
we
that's
can just
it.
Move past that.
And we'll just never hear about it again. That's that.
I don't think anybody's talking about it.
It's so weird. So I guess what we have to talk about is Taylor Swift and Donald Trump and TikTok.
What's going on with TikTok?
Well, remember the government said they were going to ban it because something China, something security threat. I don't remember. Yeah. When then TikTok said, we're going to sue you because you're infringing our constitutional rights.
And
so I guess they were talking in court today. But you know what else is also in the news? Timberlake. I don't know if you saw him this weekend.
I don't even know who that is.
Justin Timberlake.
Oh,
he's the pop star. He was in a group.
He's an actor. I know him more of an actor.
Yeah, not a bad actor.
I like him.
Everyone talks crap on that
Palmer was great.
Movie. Yeah, and what about the Netflix movie Reptile that came out?
I thought that was really good too.
Year? I thought that was good.
And Alpha Dog.
Alpha Dog
was great.
Yeah, the man can act. He's a talent. I don't know anything about his music.
Right, I think it's fine.
He obviously does very well for himself.
But I think the acting is where it's at.
Yes. Well, he got in a little bit of trouble.
Did you like Palmer?
Yeah, I did like that movie.
That was a good movie.
I thought that was good. He got in some trouble.
It's on Apple if you haven't seen it. It's good.
DUI type stuff, you know. It happens sometimes. It's bad. It shouldn't happen when there's Uber. Well, Justin Timberlake wants to try and help prevent it from ever happening again. Man, you know, maybe he'll be successful. I don't know, but I'll tell you about it coming up.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. The news. Jane's Addiction got into a fight.
Yeah, that actually was pretty big news. That was texted to me by several people.
Yeah.
I guess just because we've been lucky
Jill
enough.
Jill texted me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We've been lucky
we
enough
each
to.
Other. I don't know if you know that or not.
I didn't know that, actually. Mm-hmm. It doesn't surprise me, but I didn't know that. Yeah, we've been lucky enough to meet those guys before.
Yeah,
like, when I got into radio,
nice.
They were one of the.
Although,
if not
they didn't come in.
No, that's true. I've only met him once, and he didn't say much. I interviewed him once over the phone. That was awkward. But the other guys, Perry and Steven, just like some of the nicest guys ever.
They seem super
I know
nice.
That the band has had their problems in the past, or their frictions, I guess. And I don't know who, like, where is the main beef, but I always assumed it's between Perry and Dave.
Yeah.
Is that fair to assume? Steven seems like he would be the peacemaker, the nice guy. He's just
Eric
so
Avery,
nice.
Man, he put Perry in a headlock and punched him in the stomach if you see that video.
Yeah, it's...
So people must not be happy with Perry.
Yeah, I mean, look, his wife posted...
I saw
Perry's
that,
wife,
yeah. Her and, side of it?
Yeah, or
what
his
she
side
saw?
Or whatever, yeah, saying that the issue was... So if you don't know what we're talking about, Jane's Addiction was playing on stage, and then all of a sudden, Perry sort of goes over and bumps into her body to Dave Navarro. And Dave looks a little confused. He looks very confused. And he kind of like, do you want to go, bro? Mm-hmm. And then they start to get in.
They're going at it. I think Dave looks at him like, what are you doing?
Well, that's true, yes.
And then Perry pushes into him and then punches him. Dave doesn't seem to do anything.
Well, I guess you're right.
Like, there's nobody going at it. Dave is just standing there like, are you kidding me?
But yeah, you're right. The first time I watched it, I thought there must have already been some tension there. So I was probably looking for it in Dave's face as soon mm-hmm. as Perry bumps into him. But he definitely does look confused as well. Like, right. what is going on? Now, up to that point, if you watch the long versions of this video, you can see that Perry was seemed like he was having a hard time hitting some of those notes. He was screaming, and his wife posted on social media after the incident that the issue for Perry was that the band was too loud and his vocals were too low, and he had to scream
yeah.
to be able to hear himself. Now, that to me seems like an issue between you and the sound person and not so much your guitar player, but I don't know how that works. I'm not in a band, so I don't know if it's the band's fault that they're too loud.
Certainly has said that. I guess he said that before, too.
Okay.
Well, you guys are too loud. I don't know, but he was certainly upset with the mix.
Yes, he wasn't happy with it, and it turns into an all-out kind of brawl and people grabbing Perry. Lots of video of it online. I've seen the one video more often, which is the shorter version. If you've only seen that shorter version, watch the longer one, because that short video that people were sharing doesn't show all the commotion afterwards and Perry getting grabbed and people yeah. trying to take him down. It was a mess. You know, look, I'm sure being in a band is really difficult. It's not just two people trying to get along.
Sure.
But you got four people trying to get along, five people, however many people are in your band for all those years, and you're trying to be creative with you know, that's what you do is you create. And then there's got to be issues about who's getting the credit for the creativity.
Yeah.
The person that thinks I'm the reason that we're successful or I wrote the hits or whatever. There's always going to be that battle of egos. It's weird because you and I have worked together for over 20 years.
Yeah.
We really haven't had many issues.
At all.
At all. So, I mean, there's been a couple times, or like literally once, I think, and we always talk about it was the same time, but I got mad the second time you gave out my phone number. So I don't remember what it was, but it's not like we stopped talking to each other for a week. All we did was go home that night and not talk to each other until work the next. I think it was Monday. It happened on a Friday. And on Monday, we just started work. Yeah, there was no, screaming at each other. So there is part of me, too, that's like, I know it's possible to get along with someone. Like, I know, and I get it. It's just us, so it could be that we obviously got very lucky and all that.
Yeah,
but still.
But we also make sure we do certain things.
Exactly.
Like, we don't hang out too much outside of work, you know.
Right.
We help each other out when we can. There's just like certain things. If you're going to be like, if we consider this a two-person band,
it's a business.
There's
yeah.
certain things that you got to be smart about. Like, you know, be helpful. Don't get overly involved unless the person wants you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just mitigate.
Always take their side no matter what it is. Like, literally, like, you know, there's just certain things. Like, okay.
Yes.
And if you see that the person is super passionate about something, then sometimes you got to acquiesce.
Yes.
You got to be like, all right, I don't think we should do that, but. Okay.
Exactly.
You got to be able to do that.
And
a lot of people can't do that.
And you have to check your ego. You know what I mean? Like
right.
you
that's
see
it.
These,
I think
see
that's
these
it.
People fighting, and I can almost sense what's going on with them because it's the same thing over and over and over with mm-hmm. so many of these bands. Where you go, dude, like, who cares?
Right.
Why are you dying on this hill? Whatever that hill happens to be at the time. And I just always
Pontius says everything Lazo didn't do in his marriage. I like Slim more.
Well, we do get along better than
yes.
than that, I would
right.
say. We don't have to try and overcome
it
a lot of
it wasn't every battles. Day that we had to acquiesce something.
Right, right. But, I mean, a band like Jane's Addiction, I wonder if there's bands that have been together forever, the Rolling Stones or whatever. It would be interesting if there were a way to know which bands get along the best. That
oh,
they've just
right.
gotten along the best. They've had the fewest issues. They seem to be friends, and they never really have any problems, or they've at least had the fewest problems. If you think about big bands, there are stories. Metallica, there are stories.
Sure.
I mean, really, you can't think of any big bands.
Aerosmith.
Right, where there haven't
like,
been
they
problems.
They almost shot each other. And,
yeah. yeah. I mean, the lead singers get changed, and people get into fights, and someone gets fired, and someone gets brought back. And anytime I see a band where people left, or everyone, I say left, got fired, and then they do 10, 20, 30 years later some sort of reunion, you just think, they're not getting along
no,
now.
No.
It's not like they made peace. And they said, you know what, I'm really sorry for how I acted when we were younger, and now they're great friends. If anything, best case scenario, they figured out how to work together for this current thing that they're doing. If it's a reunion show
for
or
the
whatever.
Money.
For the money. And they probably know, look, when we go backstage, we need to be in separate rooms. When we're not at the arena, at the venue, we need to not hang out.
Right.
Because that's where you can get into even more fights, right?
Well, it looks like they couldn't even get through a song here. So.
Well, I don't know. Who knows? I know that the band has obviously had stuff in the past. I don't know what it's about, though. I just always kind of... It looked like it was maybe Dave and Perry that
sure.
had the most problem. But also, they probably are the two biggest names in the band, and that's probably almost always the case.
Well, it looked like Eric certainly wanted to get a couple shots
yeah.
on him.
Yeah, for sure.
Like he didn't have to hit him.
No, he doesn't look like he's happy about it. So, I don't know. Has there been any updates other than that? I looked this morning, and
they're done.
All I saw was the thing from his wife still being posted. I'm like, well, that's kind of yesterday.
Well, they said as a band, they're done.
But they're done.
I'd like to know what the ticket sales were everywhere. Do they go out like this? I'm not a conspiracy theorist guy, but, you know, that's a good way for Jane's Addiction to go out.
To just
everybody's talking about Jane's Addiction. If you look around, I'd like to know what the ticket sales were in all the markets. And then be like, man, we're not selling as many as we thought. How about we go out like this?
It's
not bad.
People have asked us in the past to do a live show. Record the podcast live or whatever. Do it at this venue and we'll sell tickets. And we've always been really hesitant to do that. But I just imagine that we do that. We pick a venue that holds 400 people or whatever.
And we sell 10
tickets. Five people, 10 people buy tickets. What do? Do you show up and take the hit? Or we try and find a way to get out of it. Absolutely.
Right. So I don't know.
You should find a way to get out of it. It looks bad if you don't. To just show up, and there are people who I guess would say, yeah, you got to do it, man. You know, some gigs are better than others. No. I think that's a bad look. You don't want that. So now you got to find a way to get out of it. What better way than to publicly feud? We could be on Twitch and just start screaming at one another.
There you go. 4 hours ago, they posted tours canceled and tickets are being refunded.
Yeah. So there goes Jane's Addiction. Maybe.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll do a Porno for Pyros record.
Yeah, who knows? Or maybe when they're, like I said, he's 65. Yeah, so there's not a lot of time left, I guess, to. And he was.
They all look good, struggling. Too.
They do look good.
Yeah. How old's Dave?
I don't know. For some reason, I thought they were the same age, but they might be a little bit older. I mean, you look back at those old pictures of them from the 80s, and they got to be close in age. If not exactly the same, I don't know. Football.
57.
Okay, 57. So that's quite a bit younger. So I know we talked about football. We gave a quick recap like we generally do when we first start things on a Monday during football season. But there's more news than just the wins and the losses and the recaps of the games. One of the big news stories in the NFL is about the Dolphins and about their quarterback. And if you are even a moderate football fan, you probably heard of Tua. I'm not a huge Dolphins fan, so I don't follow him too closely. But people love Tua.
He did the fingers again.
I know. He got hurt again. It's his third concussion. And this has now become a big debate, which I think is interesting. Like Manti Te'o, I saw him talking about it. Jim Nance. I mean, there's a lot of people have now started to voice their opinions. Should he retire? Because he's been injured three times. Should the league say, hey, you know what? This person's gotten hurt a few times. They look bad. I don't know if prone to injury is the right term, because maybe it's just bad luck. But it's happened. And should they set a limit that says, you know, these are all the hits you can take? Manti Te'o went on TV and said, I want Tua to be able to raise his kids. Not today, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. I want him to be okay. And obviously, he's very concerned. He said when he saw, I don't know if you saw Manti Te'o when he was first talking about that hit. He was almost in tears, or he was in tears.
Tua steps up. He's going to run for the first down and takes a shot at the 6-yard line.
That was hard, bro. I want him to be able, not today, but 10, 15, 20 years down the line, to be able to raise his children.
I think Tua and his family should listen to all the medical evidence to make sure that you're not compromising your future health-wise by continuing to play football.
There's no magic number of concussions or traumatic brain injuries that necessitate that someone needs to quit their sport. It's really more of an individualized and nuanced discussion between a player, their family, and their medical team.
So what do you think? You're a huge football fan, mm-hmm. Lazo. You know, I don't think Nick Saban is saying that he needs to go. I didn't hear that. If he has said it somewhere, I didn't hear it. But it does seem like Manti Te'o is saying, I think he should retire. I'm worried about him. And then you have this debate about, should the league set some sort of standard that says, you've been injured, you've been, you know, confirmed concussion protocol this number of times in this time span. Should they say, you can't play anymore, or force someone into retirement? I don't think they should. I don't like the idea of saying you're forced into retirement, but I understand the idea of people being concerned about Tua, and if they want him to retire because they're friends with him or whatever, they're worried about his health. I understand that. I just don't know how you set up a ticker, like a thermometer, and say, oh, this is how many hits the guy's had. This is how many confirmed concussions.
Here's the thing, too. I think if you give that rule, then you're going to have guys hiding it.
Yes, exactly. So, which you don't want.
Like, when my youngest went to go play football for the first time, my ex-wife was like, that's fine, but one concussion and you're done. Mm-hmm. And I understand that mentality. You do not want them to get hurt or concussions. Sure. But my thought to her was, and what I said to her was, if we tell him that, then he will never say he has a headache.
Yep.
That's not the way to go about this. And I think it's the same way, unfortunately, with a... eighth grader as Tua.
As an NFL
if you
player.
Say, hey,
millions of dollars on the line.
Hey, right. If you get four concussions, you're done. Then I just think you're opening yourself up to way too much of guys just trying to figure out a way to hide concussions and not being honest about how they feel when the doctors talk to them. So, you know, look, we say this about everything. And so I don't understand why we don't say it about this. The decision is between Tua and his doctor.
I agree.
He has autonomy over his body.
Agree.
And if he wants to play football and his doctor clears him to play football, then it's his body, his decision. I don't see why there's... I know people get mad at me because I say I'm pro-choice. I'm pro-choice for everything. Yeah. Literally everything. As long as if his doctor and the Miami Dolphins doctor say he's fine,
Then that's
up to him.
Agreed.
And they should give him all the worries they want. But, you know, it's the same thing with a guy who's blown out his knee four times. If the doctor says, hey, you can give it a go, then he can give it a go if he wants.
And if the coach of the team says, I don't like this,
then he can trade him.
Then you can cut him. Right. Yeah. It's that simple.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock. It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Tell me about the news, Hotshot.
So I mentioned that Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
He took care of that... traffic stop. I don't know. I mean, they reduced the charges. It was originally a DUI, right? Mm. They thought he was drunk. Timberlake was driving in a very ritzy area late at night. Cops said that he rolled through a stop, I think, swerved a little bit, and then at one point started to drive into the oncoming traffic lane, something like that. They pulled him over. They said he didn't do a great job with the sobriety test, and they could smell alcohol. Timberlake said, look, I had one
martini. That's surprising.
I know, because he's Mr. Coordination. He's a dancer.
Yeah. He's a dancer.
Right?
So you think like he could pull it off.
Exactly. Because those tests are hard. And mm-hmm. if you've ever done one, you know, the next day, maybe you tried doing it when no one's watching because you remember mm-hmm. exactly what the routine is. It's difficult. Even now, what makes it extra difficult is when there are at least a cop, oftentimes more than one cop, staring at you, waiting for you to screw up so they can arrest you. And you know that like this, how I perform on this test could drastically change my life for the next couple of years.
Right. You just think like he'd be a natural for it.
Yes. And just
like they're
like,
hey, we need you to walk like this. Like, walk like this.
Exactly. And they say,
like this?
We should have come up with a more difficult test for him. But, I mean, who knows? I didn't see any body cam footage of this incident. I just have to take their word for it. Timberlake said, look, I had one martini over the course of a couple hours. You know, they were suspicious of that. Then his lawyer made headlines when he started saying, we're going to fight these charges, you sure. know, all that. All right. So he finally pled. But it was to a lesser charge. And what I thought was interesting is he's got, you know, punishment that you would expect for someone who gets pulled over on suspicion of DUI and then gets those charges reduced. You usually get community service. I remember my lawyer telling me one time, they like to hurt you in your wallet the first right. time, maybe even the first two. They're going to hurt you that way when they can. And then if that doesn't work, then they'll start putting you in jail for a little while, see if they can scare you straight. But with Timberlake, he's got another option here because he's a celebrity. So I don't know if the lawyer proposes this or if the judges do, you know, if the court does, but he gets to do PSAs.
Mm.
If I had said to them, like, look, I'll record 10 PSAs, it would have been like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, no.
We don't want your PSAs.
Justin
cares?
Timberlake looking cool and calm as he entered court through a crush of cameras, resolving a DWI case with a guilty plea to a lesser traffic infraction and leaving court with a message.
Even if you've had one drink, don't get behind the wheel of a car. This is a mistake that I made.
but I'm hoping that whoever's watching can learn from this mistake. I know that I certainly have.
As part of his plea, Timberlake must pay a $500 fine, record a public safety announcement, and perform 25 hours of community service.
A public safety announcement, huh?
There you go.
And a $500 fine. But did you hear what he said? If you have one drink, even one,
don't drive.
Don't get behind the wheel. At times, they are a changer, my friend. There was a time when I was a kid, if somebody said, even one drink, you shouldn't get behind the wheel, people would have looked at you like you were speaking a foreign language. One drink.
Have you ever seen those videos of people getting mad about new DUI laws?
Where they're hammered.
Yeah, and they're like, what are you saying? I can't drink and drive?
They're amazing.
It's my right.
I'll have to find that video. Yeah, there's like a highlight where the reporter talking to people through their car windows, they pull up. And they talk about, you know, well, they're lowering the BAC, the limit, and people are getting angry. Like, how am I supposed to get home from the bar? Look, I mean, if you live in a rural area, maybe it is hard to get an Uber. I don't know, but that video is super funny.
Well, it was like from the 80s.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I'll have to dig it. Well, that's true. It's old anyway. Right. So, you know, getting a cab, whatever. Cabs were so different than Uber. Cabs were like, what do you think I am, Richie Rich? I'm going to get a cab? I can't afford that. That was the thought process with cabs.
Right.
I think now Ubers are probably about the same price. They slowly crept those prices up.
Yeah, for sure.
And the cabs are gone. But we're just so used to it, and you do it over your phone. You're not looking for cash to hand someone. This money, it's all fake now. They've made America like the casino.
You
get the
chips.
True. They take the clocks off the wall. You know, it's always daytime. That's how everything in America is now. Don't look at your money. You have to get it direct deposited.
Mm-hmm.
You never handle it. You never sign a check. It's rare. It's all just, well, it's this day of the month, so I should have this number of credits on my phone or whatever it is.
Right?
And that's how you pay for stuff. It's crazy. $500, by the way, for Timberlake. I mean, that's nothing. They've talked about, and I've heard in some counties they're trying to implement, like, if you are rich and you get a speeding ticket, you have to pay more for the speeding ticket.
Sliding scale.
Yeah, I know people not happy about that, which I understand, but it's true. If you're going to try and hurt someone in their wallet, well, it's, you know, if the person's worth $100 million, it's kind of hard to hurt them with a $500 fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In D.C., they are still looking for the cucumber man. I don't know if you've watched the video. I assume everyone's seen the video now, but a few days ago in D.C., a homeowner looking back on her security camera footage right outside her house, broad daylight, guy walks up and performs a sex act on himself in broad daylight in front of the camera.
A sex act on himself?
He does. I mean, listen. Here's a local reporter introing the story in D.C.
Well, Annalisa, imagine finding part of a cucumber in the grill of your own car. You discovered how it got there, and even worse, why? Part of a sex act that happened right behind homes directly across the street from Dunbar High School. And we've stopped the video you're about to see at the very moment that cucumber is used in the sex act for obvious reasons. And right now, police are looking for that suspect.
Wait, so the guy's across from a high school, he sticks a cucumber up his ass?
He's behind the house across from the high school.
And he puts a cucumber in his ass.
He's like he can see the high school. He's got a lunchbox, he opens it up.
There's a giant cucumber
in
there?
He takes a cucumber out of it. He walks over to this woman's Nissan Rogue. He sticks it in the grill, and then he pulls his pants down, turns around, and uses the car.
I've seen something like this.
With the suction cups on the wall. Exactly. You definitely have.
Right, I mean, now I maybe can picture not. It. I see. Yeah.
Exactly. So
I see how it works, though. I've seen the concept of plan for this.
You understand the engineering. You can picture it. Even if it's just a fuzzy image.
But I know.
You know how this works.
I saw it on
Cam
Soda not
too long ago. You know where the fulcrum is. And, yeah. So then he takes that cucumber out of the grill of the car, walks over closer to the cameras, pulls his pants down again, squats, and does this to himself again. And this time,
where's the cucumber then?
He's holding it. And he's using it. And then he looks at the security cameras, and you have watched the video. I think the security cameras are turning him on. The homeowner's worried.
So disgusted and freaked out.
It was dinner time, just after 5:30 Friday, when a man with an apparent lunchbox crept into Catherine Baker's driveway, launched a cucumber in her SUV's grill, and began performing a lewd act.
I know what he's going to say.
I want my neighbors to know and keep an eye out for this person. I want parents to be mindful. There's a lot of kids.
The suspect chose to keep going, this time in plain view, and even appearing to notice the camera, recording the whole thing before putting the vegetable back in the lunchbox.
Oh, he's going to eat it later. That's bad.
Yeah, well, he's going to at least use it later.
That eye contact that really unsettled me.
She's so unsettled by the eye contact. Okay, Now, this doesn't need to be national news, but it is. And they still haven't found this guy. I seriously doubt that the police are out really searching for him.
A guy made fun of me and told me that my mother did push-ups on a cucumber.
Did you understand
it? Yeah, I knew what he meant.
How old were you?
Sixth grade. I thought it was funny.
Oh, you knew then. Yeah, for sure. For sure. You ever done it? Stuck a cucumber in a grill?
And then...
performed a sex act?
No.
Okay. Me neither. I was just
I've never put anything up there.
I was just asking.
I know you did. You did a hitchhiker when you were a kid. You liked that a lot.
That was my buddy.
But
I could never tell if he was joking or not, but I don't think he was because he'd give the thumbs up. And he's like, you know, the hitchhiker. And we were like in eighth grade or something. It took me a while to figure out what he was talking about. But to this day, I don't know. And I've tried to ask him, and it's always just like, yeah. You know, but he gives you a look like maybe he's messing with you. So I think he did do that. But it's, you know, when you're a kid, I guess you're kind of throwing stuff out there and you're seeing how people respond. And then if they're like, huh? Then you go, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. But serious question. You got security cameras on yours. You got a Ring doorbell, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You go back and look at some footage. You know, you get an alert on your phone, whatever, and you see a guy walk up, and he puts a cucumber in the grill of your SUV and does what this guy does. And then he comes over, hunches down, or squats, does it to himself again, and looks at your camera and makes... I think he's looking at the camera because it turns him on. How upset are you? Are you calling the local news, or are you just showing me? You're like showing friends, like, you're not going to believe this. Would you call the cops?
I'd call the cops.
Yeah. You call the cops, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where this goes from here. Like, I'm not...
But you're not losing sleep over it.
Well, maybe. But I'm not like I'm scarred from the video.
No, that's what I'm saying.
That's fine. But I am also like, why is this guy doing it in my driveway? Like, I think it's personal at this point.
Well, that would worry me. But if you didn't recognize him at all, you know, you think, okay, he found a spot.
I'm still a little upset.
This is the spot where he did it, and... this woman, she's a woman. I don't know if she lives alone. She's talking about there's kids across the street. I get it. I was just trying to think for me.
But why is he at my house? That's why I call the police. And why I'm I am looking out the window. It's like, is this guy, what's he doing? Like, what's the plan? Why is he looking at the camera? Is there more to come that I will not be able to live with?
Won't be able to live it. That's one way to put it. Like, right. He's going to try and get you involved?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't like it.
I think the thing that would upset me the most is that he's messing with the car, and now my car feels dirty, you know?
Oh, well, that doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother you that's what he did? Look, it's one thing to mess with your property, but that's seriously messing with your property because it's like mental. Once the cucumber's out, if he didn't do any damage to the car, it's really shouldn't be an issue.
My biggest fear is that I can't stop thinking about it.
Well, that's been the problem for me.
And I'm super horny. I'm like, God, call the police. And then I keep going back to my Ring doorbell footage.
You guys will believe this.
Look, he's looking me in the eye, you dirty little whore.
It was that eye contact that really unsettled me.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo!
You big gangly son of a bitch.
How are ya?
Good.
Good. Glad to hear it.
All right.
You know what I like doing?
You like talking about Taylor Swift?
You
sure. You like pantyhose?
So do you.
You like six-hour masturbatorial theater sessions?
Okay, up until that one, it was all stuff that you liked, too.
Well, I don't like talking... Well, all right.
You know, you talk about Taylor Swift. I feel like sometimes you know a lot of stuff about her that I don't. And, you know, we didn't even get to her in the news today, which is... As we mentioned earlier, though, it was the biggest news. The biggest news story of the weekend. There was an assassination attempt, it looks like, on the Republican candidate for president. But the biggest story of the weekend was that candidate said he doesn't like Taylor Swift.
You like putting cucumbers in certain places?
That's a separate thing. No, that guy in
D.C.
But
you do like it.
I don't. But I'm not gonna bash somebody for doing it because maybe someday I will want to do it. But
well, you like getting pegged.
No, I don't. That's something you had to tell me what that even means. I didn't know what it meant.
Well, you didn't know the terminology for it. You were describing it, and I was like, oh, dude.
I've never
done
it.
You like for your girlfriend to peg you.
I told you. Someday, maybe. That's why I don't want to make fun of people.
Okay, you like it. That's fine.
Yeah, ask her. I've never done it.
I know that you like it.
Look, it's okay if you like it.
Okay, here we go. Projection.
You're
gaslighting me.
You're the one who kept bringing it up. I'd never even heard of it
before.
Because
you said you liked that.
I never said
that. But you described it, and then I told you the name.
Oh, yeah. Never said
that. But you didn't like the name of it.
No, no, no. We knew someone, and he got pegged on camera, and it was a whole thing, and you had to tell me what that meant. Anyhow, all the things that I like, minus maybe the pantyhose, most of the things I like, at least, are slowly killing me. And people on the internet put together the things that we know are slowly killing us, but we like doing them anyway. Our favorite things to do that are slowly killing us. Go ahead and write down your top three, maybe, Laszlo, and we'll discuss coming up next.
Sure.
The pantyhose isn't hurting me, right?
No, but the pegging isn't good for you.
Oh, my God.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9, The Rock. The Rock. The Rock. The Rock.
Yo.
Yo. What?
I'm just asking. I didn't know.
Well, it has nothing to do with anything. But
if you watch the Twitch, you know what we were talking about. I just didn't know. Slim Fast said he had a boner this morning.
I was kidding.
Oh, you didn't really?
I was joking. But sometimes I get them.
And I was just
that's
curious.
Not what we're talking about right now.
Okay, fine. I apologize. I was just curious if it's because you like, you know, your girlfriend's there.
She was there, but she's in the other room.
But does she like, what does she wear in the morning, like when she's having coffee?
Well, it depends. Sometimes I ask her to leave on what she had on the night before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it just depends. Or she could be wearing loungewear.
Like,
I got her some
shorts?
Loungewear. No, she's actually got, like, it's called loungewear. They're like, you know, lady clothes. Like cream-colored, off-white, like, kind of baggy pants sort of things, and then, like, sort of a baggy sweater that goes with it. It's, like, a matching outfit, and it's called loungewear.
Huh.
Yeah. She's classy.
What do you say, then? You say, like, your loungewear is giving me a boner?
No. She knows that it's not. The loungewear, she could be wearing that when I get up in the morning. When I come home, she wouldn't be wearing that anymore.
No, what'd she be wearing when you come home?
Well, it just depends on the day.
Well, say today.
Today. Today, she'll probably be dressed like a realtor.
Really?
Yeah. She's got this outfit that she just got, and I've never seen anything like it, like for her. And as soon as I saw it, I thought, this is a sexy realtor outfit. That's what this is.
What is it?
They're like, it's like a suit, like a woman's suit, right? So it's got like a blazer that's kind of long sleeve, but I don't know what you call this material. It's you know, like a knitted kind of tightly knitted material. There's a name for it. I just don't know what it is. Okay. I don't make clothes. But it's like a, and then it's got big gold buttons on it. You know, it's like it's like a suit. And then for, instead of having the suit pants, it's like a skirt, you know, like a professional skirt. But it's like white, but it's got all these little colors in it, you know, red and blue, little flecks of stuff. But it's like, it's made of like kind of almost like a wool material, like a, you know, old fashioned material. But when you see it, you just think, oh, I know that outfit.
And she'll be wearing nylons with it?
Yeah.
And high heels when you walk in the door, even though she doesn't have to go anywhere.
Right.
She won't go anywhere.
Probably not. No. I mean, we don't have anywhere to go.
So she'll be dressed like that when you walk in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a pretty sweet gig, man.
For her?
No, for me. You.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I know she says sometimes you text her and ask if she's okay. And I feel like that's rude. You could just ask me, but...
Well, she sent me a picture one time with double pantyhose, which I'd never seen before, so it was, like, enlightening.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know you were... I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Absolutely. You can do as many as you want.
Yeah.
I even have favorite combinations. You know, I keep a running list of what looks good together and, you know, share that stuff with other...
Pantyhose aficionados?
Appreciators. Yeah, aficionados. And, you know, they share back, and that's that. It's good to have a hobby.
What if I go to your house first?
Mm-hmm.
What if I, like, ask you to do, like, a bunch of work,
uh-huh.
and then I drive there super fast?
What are you asking?
Would she open up the door like that?
Yeah.
And not know, like, I was coming?
Well, sure. Unless you told her, she would assume that it's me.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Yep, just kicking around.
Well... I'll tell you this, word of advice. She doesn't like the realtor thing. And I'm like, you're just...
What about lawyer?
Right, that's what I don't understand. I'm like, look, I'm not saying that you are a realtor, which also she didn't even have problems with realtors, so I don't understand. But for whatever reason, you know, you never know what somebody might not like.
You say sexy, but
so she didn't like that. So I said,
but realtor is a porn thing.
So that's what I said. I said, okay, you don't look like a sexy realtor. You look like a porn star who's dressed up like a sexy realtor.
Right.
And
like
she's like, okay,
property sex or whatever it's called.
Right. Where they're like, hey, will you buy this house? And he's like, I don't think so. My wife's not into it. And she's like, oh, you watch the same stuff I do.
I've seen it a million times.
Yes. And they've always those outfits, you know. And then the guy sits down to sign the paperwork and those, or you know, no, those, that's it.
Yeah,
I think they all pretty much.
He's like, I don't know if we're gonna buy it. My wife's upstairs looking at the closet.
Interest rate's too high. Yeah,
and then she touches his. He's like, oh,
hey, watch it.
I can say that.
She says, oh, are you sure we can't work out a deal?
And then he just signs the paperwork, and his wife's upstairs.
He signs it while she's doing stuff. And the wife comes down, and you know, for some reason, the wife can't see that underneath the table this is going on. You know, it's so obvious.
That's my favorite part.
They pretend like the wife doesn't know what's going on. And then at the very end, she goes, What were you doing, you asshole? Right? And then slap somebody. He's like, oh, well, I like when
she's like, oh, what are you doing? Then she likes it.
Here's the problem with that stuff. Because it's so bizarre what we're into.
The property sex stuff?
Well, that's not bizarre. Specifically the nylons and all that stuff.
Yeah, but the property sex is like...
No, that's the thing, but I liked it has to be nylon.
But that's what they have nylons on, because it's like they mix it together.
It's all sold on nylon fetish websites. Right. And they're like $15 a video or something. It's like, it ends up being a dollar a minute. And, it's
take me
it's
a long
tough.
Time to get through that 15 minutes.
There. I got all of them, though. I just need them to make more. You know what I mean? Like, I've hit the end.
How do you give them to me?
Put them in a Dropbox or something, yeah. Send them your way.
I'll put them in your Dropbox.
Aren't you a little worried, though, to be looking at that and to know that underneath the same bright moon, I might be across town looking at the same thing?
No, that,
bother you?
That means we're friends.
I don't know, man. Like, I'll send it to you and I'll just pretend like I haven't gone through any of this. I don't know if there's anything good in there or not. That's what I would want you to do for me. If you said, like, this is my favorite highlight
reel,
I'd
be like,
nah.
No, I like the fact that we're both looking at the moon, looking at...
No. No.
I like that joke.
No.
I like it.
Well, look, that won't kill you. I mean, it might, but I don't think so. The internet was discussing the things that kill them, slowly kill you, but we're doing it anyway, or we just can't stop doing. You know, smoking comes to mind, drinking comes to mind, obviously any type of vices, right, that we know aren't healthy. So those things are on there, but these are the top things that people said they know is killing them, but they're doing it anyway. Thought this was interesting. I'll just start at the bottom, parenting. I don't know why they said that's killing them, but I thought people loved their kids. Some of them. Seems like maybe it makes them live longer. I've heard that the reason women live so long is because the grandmothers are important, you know? Or they used to be.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know, but so that's why women live so much longer than men. I thought having kids was supposed to be good for you. Eating cheap food every night like ramen, because it's convenient. Well, they're just saying you probably shouldn't eat it all the time. You should probably, you know, get a little better diet going instead of just eating... salty ramen every night.
I like ramen.
I do, too. I mean, look, if I had to pick one thing that's slowly killing me, because there's many.
Ramen ain't it.
Well, I would just say my diet in general, though.
Yeah, but ramen ain't it. It feels like just, you know, noodles and...
Well, if this guy's really eating it every day and that's all he eats, well...
A cup of ramen?
I don't know. He just said he eats ramen every night. Someone else said they eat bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers every night.
Now, see, that might be...
Oh, I like those. I'll eat those quite
a
bit.
I do, too. Like, I'd eat them all the time. It's fine. Yeah. And I feel like you would lose weight if that's all you ate of them. But it may kill you.
That's true. Exactly.
Like, there's a give and a take. Like, if you were like, man, I just eat bacon and jalapeno peppers.
Yeah.
With cream cheese, you would lose weight fast. But, I don't know. It may clog something. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I have a really hard time catching my breath now after I stand up and walk somewhere or pick something up. I'm not talking about exercise. I'm talking about just doing something perfectly normal. I have a very hard time catching my breath. So
you don't smoke.
I've been told, no, but I could have heart problems from all the crap I eat. All I eat, other than my oatmeal in the morning, all I eat is bad for you. And if I had jalapeno poppers in the freezer tonight, here's the thing. I might try and eat a healthy dinner. Oh, we've got salmon. We'll eat this and we'll eat some salad. That's great. But a couple hours later, I start... negating all of that by going into the kitchen and eating six bowls of cereal with whole milk, maybe even having some ice cream. I ate a lot of dairy, a lot of animal fat, right? I heard that's not good, having as much as I do. If those jalapeno poppers are in the freezer, I go, now I want something salty. And I'll make those. It's like at nighttime, my brain just goes, forget it. We're going to die tonight. And I just eat everything that's in the house, and it's all garbage. I'm an adult. I'm 42 years old. You're not supposed to do that anymore, but that's what I do. I think if I had kids,
jalapeno
I'd do it
poppers.
Less.
Do you have like fried jalapeno poppers?
I get the ones you that you just put them in the oven. You can put them in the air fryer.
Which is better than an air fryer.
I just hate cleaning that thing, but yeah.
You don't have to clean it.
I know everybody likes it. I'm not going to argue.
I'm just saying,
my
put tinfoil down.
I know. That's what I do. I just throw them in the oven. It's
sounds good.
They're good. Anyway, diet would be mine. But energy drinks was next on the list.
This is like, I just do all this stuff.
I know, so do I. Social media, there's no proof that that's killing you. Sugar, I thought sugar would be a little higher. Sitting down too much, absolutely. That's all I do. From the moment I wake up, I'm trying to sit back down. I get out of bed, and I stumble over to the couch and sit down and pull my laptop out and start messing up for the show. Yeah, and then I stand up.
What are you wearing when
dressed.
You get out of bed?
Basketball shorts and a t-shirt. And tennis shoes.
That's what you sleep in?
I sleep in that stuff minus the tennis shoes. Take the tennis shoes off as soon as I get into the covers, and then as soon as I get out of the bed, I put the tennis shoes back on. So I've always got shoes on. Yeah. Not exercising is the fifth thing.
Did I give your girlfriend a boner?
Yeah, she likes basketball shorts. Sitting too much, not exercising, which I don't exercise. I mean, I walk the dogs, but I don't pick up a jog. I'll die. I tried mowing the lawn a couple weeks ago. I almost died. I'm not exaggerating. It's not like I was running to mow the lawn. Nothing like that. I've got a self-propelled mower, but I walked up the steps on the deck. I have a very small yard. And as I walked in the house, I thought, this is it. This is it. I'm not supposed to be this out of breath. They say I need something called a calcium test. I don't want to do it. You ever done that?
No, what is it?
I don't know. Something with your heart. I don't want to talk about it. Not sleeping enough is number three. I don't have that issue. No. I sleep all the time. Some nights I don't sleep so well because of the things I put in my body. But a lot of times I'll sleep a good 14 hours. I can hit the sack for 12 to 14.
Well, that's probably saving you a lot.
They say that's actually bad, but I'll bet sleeping too much is better than not sleeping enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. My body tells me what I need. And if I need to stay in bed an extra 3 hours, 4 hours to get that 14, 16 hours of sleep, I'll do it. You know?
Yeah, you should.
I've got time. I'm not doing anything else. Procrastination is number two, and then number one is
you
just
go to sleep for like 16 hours, then wake up for a few hours and go back to bed?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah, do you do that too?
No.
Oh, but then some nights I don't sleep very well, so the next time I'm like, I'll just sleep all day.
And right.
I'll come home, eat dinner, fall asleep on the couch, and then I'll sleep on the couch for hours and then go to the bedroom at midnight, sleep there till 9 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, I get a lot of rest, a lot of shut-eye. But I'm trying to digest a lot of animal fat. I eat a lot of it. I convince myself that whole milk isn't bad like 10 years ago and that dairy's not so bad. And I just eat a ton of it. I just stopped caring. I got to a point at like 30 where I was like, I should be careful. What am I doing? And then somewhere around 40, I was like, why are you living your life like this? Start putting sugar back in the fridge. Start eating ice cream and cereal at night again. Start doing those things, man. Have cheese for breakfast if you want. You just got to think positive.
Cheese for breakfast sounds good.
Yeah, it is. A burrito, whatever. Yeah, so look, I need to change my diet. I know that, but it's not easy. It's not easy. You eat healthy?
No,
okay. Of course not. Okay, just wanted to make sure you weren't judging me. I saw a thing. They said, you know, you think we do all these things. Did you see the most unhealthy menu items in fast food that they just put out? Oh, it's all our favorite things. I'll look it up. Give me a sec.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. 98.9 The Rock.
But I've got that stuff in here, so.
You got what stuff? What are you talking about?
Oh, I found that list I was telling you about. The stuff that we like.
Worst.
We've seen this before.
Fast food or something?
Yeah, they do.
I like a filet of fish.
Most,
is that bad?
Most unhealthy menu good. Items at America's fast food chains. Remember the last time?
My favorite.
Or not the last time, but a couple times ago, they said the number one thing was like a shake at Baskin Robbins. Oh, it was an extra large. I'm like, that doesn't count. When you go to get ice cream, you're not.
A fish, a Whopper. I like a Whopper.
I don't hate it. I just, it's something, I always think about those hot pickles and hot mayonnaise and stuff on there. But these are the most unhealthy, according to this thing. Number four is Five Guys had the unhealthiest French fries, followed by Steak and Shake and then Bojangles. How can Steak and Shakes be that unhealthy? There's nothing to them. Anyway, Popeyes, they say, had the unhealthiest chicken nuggets, followed by Arby's and then Shake Shack. Now, I will say that Popeyes has the best chicken nuggets and the best chicken tenders. They're so good. It's like, yeah, they're tenders, yeah, they're nuggets, but they're on a different level.
Okay.
So I can see why they say they're the unhealthiest. I mean, they're the best. Then the next thing they said was Popeyes has the unhealthiest chicken sandwich. Well, I think that's the best one, right? I like it. And then they said followed by Fat Burger, which I don't think I know Fat Burger, and Zaxby's, do we still have Zaxby's here?
We do,
okay. I haven't seen one in a while. Then they said Five Guys has the unhealthiest cheeseburger.
Really?
But that makes sense. It's the biggest and the best. Exactly. Why? Like, it's got the most calories?
Yeah, I know.
You get a lot, right?
Yeah, it's a big cheeseburger. It only comes in a double.
Right. You should do it by, like, size, you know, per ounce, instead of just saying, here's how many calories are in this meal that you ordered, this burger. Or, yeah, well, they gave me a big burger. Anyway, they say it has the unhealthiest cheeseburger, followed by Whataburger and Smashburger. Anyway, to me, if you look at those things and you don't know, it's probably the best. Each thing is probably the best one. It just stands to reason. Getting in trouble at school. I want to talk to you about what's going on in the news with this kid in Virginia, because I'm sure you've heard something about it by now, or maybe not.
I'm so tired.
I'm sorry, man. Oh, I'll give you an allergy pill. I will take a break. I'll give you an allergy pill, and then I want you to try and recall the angriest you've ever been at the school, at the teachers, at the administrators, at your parents
when
that are angry.
In it, or
yeah,
like
when you
it?
Were in school, okay. Or with your kids.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
So
don't edit that out.
I have to. People, if they want to hear that kind of crap, they can watch us on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo.
Right. Or they can listen to the podcast.
Just listen to the podcast. Also, I think
it's available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. Is there another thing on there you're supposed to say?
It says wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple, or ETC. I don't have that app, ETC. Twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo. Watch live or go back and catch up on what you missed. You can also rewatch our stream every day by searching the Church of Laszlo on YouTube. Reddit.com/r/Church of Laszlo. Or you can text us, 913-586-7989. Don't forget, go to mitra-9.com. Use the code word problematic. Popfly Apparel, buy a t-shirt. Royals playing tonight. It's going to be playoff baseball, baby. You should look good while you watch it, right?
Absolutely.
All those things. Go check them out.
So do you remember getting mad at the school when you were a kid and saying, sure, this is injustice. I won't let this stand. There's something about fighting the school that feels good.
It's your first time really trying to stick it to the man and then realizing you can.
I mean, I like public schools. I'm pro public school, but there's something about school. Like if they try and all of a sudden come up with the dress code,
yeah.
I mean, we would lose our minds. Or if they said, "Hey, you can't wear that shirt
because it's got something you didn't
anarchy
want,
symbol." Yeah. Oh, that's the worst. Yeah. Now you've been accused because some kid is a witness, and it's his word versus yours. It's actually usually her word versus yours. I had a girl when I was in elementary school. She said that I knocked the music stand over on her French horn, whatever that
is. You probably did.
I did not. 100% did not. And this came out of nowhere.
Well, who did?
They pull me over. Turns out she did. And she was scared that her parents were going to be mad at her. She said they would
be mad at her.
Because
they broke the French
horn? Because she messed up her new instrument. So she just tried to blame someone. And I was the guy that people blamed because the teacher was like, I buy that. So I got blamed for all kinds of stuff. Now, some of it I did.
How did they find out?
I argued this for so long. I was like, I took it. Instead of waiting for the principal, I went to the principal. And I was like, you don't understand. This bitch is full of it. I was like, I did not knock any music stand over. I was with Pedram the whole time. He was standing there with me.
Pedram.
Pedram was one of my best friends in elementary school.
Pedram?
Pedram, yeah.
Pedram?
Pedram, yeah.
Pedram, yeah.
He was. He moved here from Iran. Anyhow, he was with me. We were sitting right next to each other. We got up. There was no music stand that fell. So he finally stepped up and was like, hey, you know, nothing happened. The principal believed me, because principal knew me pretty well. Principal believed me, went to this girl, basically had to come to Jesus with her alone in the office and like, hey, you need to fess up. And she finally admitted that she did it herself, and she was worried that her dad was going to be mad at her. I hope her dad... No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But that kind of stuff, that's not really getting mad at the school. In that instance, I was mad at the girl. But there are plenty of instances where I was mad at the school. It starts with, like, they wouldn't let me get a drink. And then you tell your parents, like, you will not believe this.
They won't let you go to the bathroom.
They wouldn't let me go to the bathroom. Can you believe that? I have a constitutional right. As a kid, you think that.
Yeah.
Like, I have a right to go to the bathroom.
You should
I
have
know
some
that.
Rights to go to the toilet, though.
I think you should, and you actually might. I don't know.
Right.
But it's those things that, as a kid, you fight. But the best is when your parents are in with you. When they're angry, too. When they're like, you know what? F
you should
school.
Be able to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, and they get mad. Well, the bathroom thing, I could never get them to care too much. But there were a couple times when they got mad. When my name was besmirched by the school, by the, you know, punishing me for things I didn't do, and you know, making up rules as they go along. I don't like it. Well, this kid in Virginia, do you see what happened to him? The bullet kid?
No.
Okay, so they have a policy at the schools there, just like they do probably at every public school. If you see something, say something, mm-hmm. right? Because kids have to worry about getting shot at school now. So this kid sees that his classmate has a bullet, and he's thinking, I'm going to tell. But what he's also thinking is, I don't want to stand up right now and go tell on this kid who's got a bullet and have him watch me walk up and tell the teacher he's got a bullet. Because I don't want to be mad at me. So he waits until the test is over that they're taking.
Okay.
And the test is over, he goes and tells the teacher. This is where things get really confusing, because apparently the teacher and the administrator said, oh, you waited until you're done taking the test to tell us about the bullet? You're suspended.
What?
Yes! This injustice will not stand, Laszlo. This is ridiculous. He's 11 years old. The kid got a lawyer, which is exactly what I always wanted to do when I was a kid, but right. I never actually went that far. But this family got a lawyer. The family's on TV. And they're just saying, hey, you know what? The kid who had the bullet, he got suspended for 2 days. The kid who told on the kid for having the bullet, he also got suspended for 2 days. Why did they get the same punishment? Why do you want kids to fear coming forward?
Right.
They're supposed to want to talk
you know,
about this.
We teach our children, see something, say something. But that means see something, say something when it's safe.
He doesn't want retaliation or people to dislike him, so he's going to do it anonymously.
But that required his waiting until after the testing, about 2 hours. And then he told the school principal,
thank you for reporting this. And in the same breath said, but you're suspended because it wasn't quick enough.
And get this, the reporting student and the student with the ammunition get the same 2-day suspension.
That reporter's probably in his 60s, and he still feels the same way. You know, can you believe what this school did to this kid?
What is that principal thinking?
I don't. Why are they standing by it?
Why is it just a lack of logic, right?
And now you're saying, by it. You've got national press, so I guess maybe you're thinking like, well, I can't back down now, or you know, it's basically admitting that
it's a common symptom that we see in society, and it's like you want to be right instead of get it right.
Yeah.
You want to be right instead of get it right. You got it wrong, but now you're like, well, no, I can't do that. I got to be right.
I'm going to make it the right thing. I'm going to fight this until you understand that it is.
Right.
I'll believe that it's right. I mean, the principal has to know. This is in Virginia. We're talking about it halfway across the country. They're talking about it, you know, in national news because it's absurd. But I also think it's because anyone who went to public schools, and it's probably any school, but certainly public schools, because there's something about knowing that it's the government, and so you feel like you should have certain rights because the government is the one putting this institution together. And it's, you know, it's
so what do they do? What do they do with the kid now? That's just it?
Well, I was just going to ask you if you've been mad at...
Well, they blame me for stuff I didn't do. They blame me for throwing a field goal post through a window that I didn't do.
Wow, I did something like that and got blamed for it, and then later they magically said, okay, we know you didn't do it. Huh, I don't know. I broke this thing, and I thought I was going to be in a lot of trouble, but...
Right, they kept saying, you did it, we know you did it, and I was like, well...
But you didn't?
No, and they're like, we have camera footage, and I was sitting there with the principal and the assistant principals, and I just said, you don't. You don't have camera footage.
It's like cops lying to someone they're interrogating?
They're like, no, we have it, and I said, you don't. You know, I was like in the 11th grade. And they're like, no, we do. And I said, you don't. Because I didn't do it. Like, right. I know you didn't. Show it to me. Show it to anyone. Show it to my parents. Show it to the police.
Yeah.
Stick it up your ass. I don't. Literally said that. Do whatever you want with it. Go home. Show it to your wife. Masturbate to it. Don't care. I promise you don't have it. And then they let me go.
That's it. It's just like a cop interrogating someone. They're trying to get you to break.
But it was so much easier when you knew you didn't have it.
Well, of course, when you knew you were
like,
right.
Yeah, taking when you know it.
Yeah.
I know you don't have film of that.
Right, because
there's no way. I know you won.
Yeah.
I know where I was.
Yeah.
I was at Taco Bell drinking Coors Extra Gold. I know exactly where I was.
Right. And it wasn't here. This
it wasn't
stupid
at this
place.
School. Right.
But having kids in school, I know you say that your kids have had great teachers, but have you ever been mad at the school for the way they handled something? The closest I remember you being a little frustrated, which I'm sure everybody was during remote learning.
Yeah.
And this idea of like, you know, you got one kid who handled it, who did fine with it, right? And wasn't that how it worked out? And then your other kid was I don't like this at all. I need some sort of structure.
Yeah, I just wish they would have told us.
Yeah.
That it didn't matter.
Did they know? You know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, later on, since then, I have talked to people who were not teachers at the school, but principals and teachers at other schools that my kids are friends with who, like, they didn't participate at all.
Oh, okay.
Like, one friend was like, oh, no. And as soon as they said that we're doing it all from home, I just went and rented a place at Lake of the Ozarks, and we just stayed there and went swimming, went to the pool. I'm like, we're not doing this.
So they just lost a year, or do they just go ahead and put them in the next grade?
Just put them in the next grade.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not doing this with you guys.
I feel like for some kids that's really important, a year of school. For me, I would have been like, "What? Who cares? You've just been putting me in the next grade every year anyway. I shouldn't be, but you just keep doing it.
They always go over the old stuff anyway. So that's what this principal lady had told me.
Well, it's like 1 year. That's the thing. I mean, I know when you're a kid, that's a longer time, but it's still 2 semesters, whatever. We can just give me the recap. Give me the cliff notes at the beginning of my senior year.
Back everything up a little bit.
Exactly. That's fine.
I mean, it's something we haven't had to deal with, so back everything up a little bit.
Yeah.
Whenever we get back, make sure you cover some of that stuff that we were supposed to learn.
We had a kid get angry about the Pledge of Allegiance when I was in junior high. Said that we shouldn't be saying under God at school. Mm. A whole thing. His family got involved. And I just remember thinking, like, what is it now? What are we mad about? And they said it. And I was like, oh, you're right. We shouldn't have to say under God. And I always thought it was weird that we were still saying it that old anyway.
Right,
you know,
we
were like teenagers by then, and we'd still stand up and do the Pledge of Allegiance. And by that age, that's when you're starting to be like, this seems weird. This doesn't
seem a little jingoistic.
It does, and it seems like something. I understand now that you probably started this when there was a war going on. You were worried about commies and all that.
Yeah.
But it's like the 90s now, and this feels really weird that we're all standing
and they
here.
Just put under God into it in there anyway. So
I know.
It doesn't matter.
And they put it on the coin. Mm-hmm. It's I won't stand for it, Lazo. I won't stand for it.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Lazo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Yo. Kids today, Lazo.
Yeah?
I don't understand them. You know, hanging out with their exes and... being friends and all that stuff. And
yeah,
then
it doesn't work.
Looking at each other's phones.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What are you kids doing? Stay off each other's phones. But New York Post, you know, it's like one of two things I read every day from front to back because I want real news. And I want to be entertained when I'm reading it. And the New York Post is pretty good at that. Did you see this thing they did about the things that people do with their phones that ruin relationships?
No, like maybe, I don't know, look at their...
That's my thing.
Like, snoop that's into theirs?
That's it. To me, it's like, that's the thing. The whole article should just be, if you are looking, then we've got a problem. I've never been in a relationship where I left my phone out and thought someone was going to look at it. Now... Also, though, I've never, like, hidden my password from someone that I was in a relationship with.
Right.
They know what it is. And I've even handed them my phone at times if I'm driving or if I'm cooking or whatever. Say, hey, can you look this up? I've got the thing on my phone. They know my password. At least I tell them what it is. And it stays the same, so they probably know what it is. But I've never, the idea that someone was looking at the phone, and I hear it all the time.
No, it's ridiculous.
It's insane, and I don't understand.
It's a complete breach of privacy.
It's just common sense, right? I would think it's common sense. But I'll tell you what this quote-unquote article says about it, and I think people can guess how we're going to simplify this and cook it down to basically one thing. But it is ridiculous, and it needs to be addressed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Okay.
I'm a woman.
Kids today. Just watch it. Just watch it there, buddy. You know,
I didn't say that.
I heard.
That I'm a woman?
I heard over the weekend.
Watch me dance.
My fiance was at a get-together.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently one of the girls in this group, it was a bunch of girls.
There's a group, a band?
Bunch of girls in a group. They were hanging out together. And one of the girls said, the Church of Laszlo... They're very misogynistic.
That's true.
So I looked that up. and
yeah.
I see where they're coming from. But get
they're
this.
They were in Dallas?
They were in Florida. But get this.
Yeah. Which city?
Pensacola. So like Florabama, yeah. Whatever you call that. One of the other girls in the group spoke up and said, if you think that the Church of Laszlo is misogynistic, then the jokes are going over your head.
Anything said
that sounds like it's misogyny is sarcasm.
Yeah. Was that your girlfriend who said
that? No. It was some other girl.
So what did your girlfriend say?
Nothing. She wanted to hear what they had to say about it.
Did they know?
I guess this girl didn't know at first.
That
Brooke was dating me.
Really?
Yeah, I guess.
So what'd your girlfriend say? They're not misogynistic. I mean,
she didn't say
he just makes me dress up like a sexy realtor.
Hey, that's what we do at home.
he just makes you dress up like a sexy realtor.
Stop. They're talking about the show.
And his partner sends me texts and says, like, silly pantyhose pics.
So what is... What? That's a misogynistic?
Well, it ain't great.
What do you mean? That's it. She likes it.
Okay.
She does. Look, we're whatever wave feminists. I'm whatever wave she is.
Okay.
It's the best wave. But I am a feminist, and so are you.
Well, I am if it means I get to text your girlfriend and say, can you send me pantyhose pics?
Exactly. Now, listen.
That's what it means, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to do that now.
Stop. She's in a meeting.
Can I just see I just want to say, send me the realtor pic.
No, don't say that. Please, don't say that. Laszlo, don't say that. Come on, don't ruin my night. Come on, don't say that. Don't say that.
Oh,
she doesn't like the realtor thing.
All right, how about sexy realtor?
She doesn't like that.
All right, what kind of outfit can I say? A paralegal.
No, don't say any of that. I don't know about paralegal. I haven't tried that.
Paralegal's good.
I'll try it first.
I'll try the... She might like the paralegal.
Just say...
I'll let you know.
You can just say business. Business casual.
Do you have a paralegal...
Stop.
Outfit.
Stop it, please.
I can see.
Don't say that.
Thanks. Exclamation point.
Stop. Don't Wink. Say it. Laszlo, hey.
Smiley.
Stop.
Smiley face.
Laszlo, stop.
Smiley face is too much?
Don't text that.
It says smoky.
Don't text that.
Smiley. What? Like smiley face? Yeah, like with the little red cheeks?
Just stop.
Okay.
We're talking about something else anyway. I just wanted you to know.
I just said, do you have a paralegal outfit I could see? Thanks, wink, smiley face.
Okay.
That didn't ruin your evening, did it?
Yes, maybe.
Why?
I don't know, because I haven't tried the paralegal thing yet. I was trying to tell you that some woman...
So I just said business suit?
Some woman stood up
for
us.
What if I just said business suit?
Hey,
Would business suit have gone over better, you think?
I don't know, but listen.
Would you have been mad, as mad as you just were, if I said
point, the whole point of this is that we're not misogynistic.
Trying to get answers.
We're not misogynistic. This discussion was happening hundreds, a thousand miles away from us. Sure. And we didn't even know it was happening. Mm-mm. And in that moment, some other person stood up for us.
That's nice.
Some other person.
You have her number?
I don't. It's like this New York Post thing. They're talking about the most unhealthy things that people do with their phone. The phone habits that are killing relationships.
Well, how about what I just sent your girlfriend?
You're not in a relationship with her, so yeah, but it could hurt my
relationship. I'm killing your relationship.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, so these are the things that they said. All of this is so obvious, I can't believe, but yet I do hear stories over and over and over from people younger than me who are dating.
Well, that's a
response. And this stuff goes on. Stop.
She responded. Nothing I can say about that.
You don't have to say anything. Put the phone down until we're done.
Okay, fine.
These are the things that they said if you're in a relationship. I think this stuff is pretty obvious.
I like
obvious.
The buttons, though. The buttons are nice.
The first one they said,
if
someone's being highly protective suddenly of their phone, if you're looking at them and they're suddenly hiding their phone a lot, or you walk in the room and they're hiding their phone, okay, that's a bad sign. Well, sure. Again, obvious. The next one, getting angry or defensive about why your privacy is so important. Now, wait a second. You're going to tell me that I'm not allowed to get angry or defensive about my privacy being important if you're coming at me because you want to look at my phone?
Right.
Here's two things that can be true. I can have nothing on my phone.
And
that,
I could not want you to
And I could also not want you to ever look at it. Because I also, this is like the breakup thing. I want you to want to do the dishes. But I want you to not want to look at my phone.
Also, it's my phone.
It's mine.
And even though we're a couple and in a relationship, I'm allowed privacy.
Yeah.
And that's it. You either allow that for me or you don't.
Yeah. And the New York Post thing says...
But I don't understand why I have to give you my exact location at all times.
That's insane.
And I'm not interested in doing it.
That's insane. I know someone who has cameras in his house. He's married. He has cameras in his house, inside and outside. And when his wife goes out of town, she checks on him on her phone. She looks at what he's doing in the house. She looks at what he's doing outside the house. She watches him. That is insane. How do we normalize this? Anyway, then the next thing they say is, you shouldn't be hot and cold about whether or not the person can use your phone or not. It's either all or nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
I get it. I think it's nothing except that I do think it's normal to say, hey, will you, grab my phone, or hey, someone text me, who is it? I might want you to read it to me. I don't know. I don't think that's being hot and cold, though.
No,
I think
you're allowed to do it.
But I'm telling you first. I'm asking you first to look at it. The next thing is, if you change your password without telling them.
No, that's ridiculous.
What? I can change my password whenever I want.
I hate this story.
It's all so obvious, right? This stuff, this can all be boiled down to, leave my phone alone unless I tell you to
use it. Yeah, and I'm allowed to be a human being with some privacy.
Doesn't make me a cheater.
It doesn't mean that I'm cheating. Maybe I'm looking at porno that I don't want you to know that I look at.
Right.
Maybe I'm, talking to my friends about gambling a little bit more than, whatever. Doesn't matter. Maybe I'm buying you presents. Maybe I'm saving money to buy you a condo somewhere. Whatever the case may be, it's my business. You don't have to know everything about me all the time, 24/7. And you don't have to.
You shouldn't.
And you don't have to know my thoughts.
Right.
Maybe I was just complaining about you to my friends because I needed to vent.
Yep.
And maybe I was like, this bitch, blah, 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 blah. And even though I didn't really think that, it made me feel better as I complained to my friends about a problem I was going through. Maybe I don't want you to read that all the time. Maybe I'm allowed to have a thought. Maybe I'm allowed to have friends. Maybe I'm allowed to think about those thoughts. And maybe they're not real.
Right.
Maybe I'm just venting to friends or to myself or in my, the Apple new journal thing. Whatever it is, I'm allowed to do that, and you don't need to see it all the time and then react to it.
That's the other key thing
here.
Shut
your face. Shut your legs. Shut your mouth.
The other key thing here,
right?
Is that, yes, if you are on your phone.
That's the three things.
And you're not cheating. There's nothing that you've done wrong. Like you said, you might have texted someone and complained about your partner or whatever. But if you are the person, and I know you're listening right now, if you're a person who looks at your partner's phone, the person you're dating, your spouse, whatever, you look at their phone, you go through it when they're not around just to see what they're up to. This is not going to work, first of all. And second of all, you will always find something that makes you angry because you are looking for something that's going to make you angry. If you go ghost hunting with a bunch of ghost hunters and you're in an old mansion in the middle of the night, every sound becomes a ghost.
Of course.
If you are looking at someone's phone while he's in the shower
because you think he's cheating on you, then you're going to find something that makes you think that he was cheating.
It's just going to add to your suspicion when it could be nothing.
Right.
You either trust each other or you don't, and the other person is allowed to have a life that is separate from you. And I'm not talking about going and living in another house. Although they could.
Right.
I'm just saying, well, like what Lazo says, you deserve some privacy. You need privacy.
You need it.
And this idea, like this guy whose wife is watching him in the house when she's out of town with these cameras. Why do you have cameras inside the house? Could someone explain to me what that is? Like, why do people buy cameras and put them inside? I know what the cameras outside are for, right? The porch pirates, whatever. Why do people put cameras inside their house now and watch that? Well, like, what's the justification? They say, I got to watch my kid. He falls down a lot. Why? No. Do they just put them up and say, I'm watching my spouse? Like, what is that for?
My ex-wife would just come in my house without me knowing.
So you put cameras. Okay.
So I have a camera in my office that just lets me know exactly if someone's coming in that I didn't allow to come in.
There you go, right?
Yeah.
But you're not married. I'm saying, like, these, living with someone, these people who live together and then they watch each other when they're not around. I'm very curious what the original justification was for putting the camera up. Take the camera out or at least stop watching this person. Turn the notifications off your phone. Stop watching them when they're home alone. If she's home alone, leave her alone. If he's home alone, just let him be. For Christ's sake. What's wrong with
people? Hide in a place without cameras to masturbate?
It's so ridiculous. What are we doing? It's like Orwell. And it's terrible. Also, I would like to add to this. I know it's unrelated, but I think these things are like the two biggest things that I see now with young people. Leave the phone alone. And then number two is stop being friends with your exes or whatever.
Stop.
You're killing everybody. Just stop it. Stop being friends with this person. If you are friends with someone right now of the opposite sex or same sex if you're gay, and you know that at one point one of you had feelings for the other one, and that's common knowledge, like between the two of you. That's how you became friends, because one of you liked the other one, because that's always how it happens, right? This is not a real friendship. That's not a real friendship.
No, either.
It's one person hoping you're going to come around.
Right, so just cut them off.
Cut them off.
Right, and if you're the person, like, they don't want it, they're using you.
Yes.
They're using you to be a sounding board, to be moral support for that person that they can talk to when they can't find the real person they love. And they know that you love them.
They like that.
Right, they like that. So they're using you as that comfort blanket, that person. And every minute you spend doing that, it's just, you're just wasting
time. You're wasting time.
Wasting time. Don't be that person for somebody. Either they like you and they love you and they don't. That's it.
That's
it. So move on.
Otherwise, block them.
And if you're that person who's using someone, even if you think in your head, I'm not using them, I really like them. You know you are. You know that person loves you and they're hoping that you come around romantically. And if you know you're not going to come around romantically, then be the bigger person.
Yes.
Just move on.
Block them. That's it. If you just do the two things that we ask you to do, you guys could be happy. Now, I know what you're saying, like, oh, you guys are divorced and your lives are a wreck. I get that. But I understand a couple of the basic things. And those are they are just true. It's not just opinions. That's how it has to be.
Yeah, no. Those are written in rule.
Written rule. Like, I will put it in stone.
Yes.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo.
On 98.9 The Rock.
All right. Well, it's that time of the day, Lazo. We're running out of time.
I'm tired.
So I know, but before we get out of here, I'm going to tell you how to sex someone.
Sex them?
Yeah.
What does that mean, even?
Well, whatever you call it. I'm going to tell you
how to sex them good?
The right way to do it.
The right way to sex them?
The right way to do sex.
You're going to teach me?
I'm not a certified instructor or anything. I'm just relaying this information to you that was released.
So if you want to sex someone up the right way.
Yeah, it was some health thing, and they were talking about how it's supposed to go. And look, maybe I'll tell you, hey, here's the perfect formula, and you go, hey, that's exactly what I do.
Well, you do sex to me.
Or maybe you hear
Are you going to do sex to me?
No. We're almost done. I'm going to tell you about this thing so that everyone, I want people to listen to the show.
You do sex at me.
I want people to listen to the show to, you know, be good at it.
All right, good. We'll talk about how to do sex with people next.
You think you do it the way that they tell you to do it?
No, not even close.
What do you think is the main thing that you don't do that they tell you to do?
Anything romantic.
Well, yeah, that's a good way of putting it, actually. Anything on this in this article that could be interpreted as romantic.
Yeah, I don't do that.
It's like if you ever see in a movie where a woman is complaining, she's like, you know, I just wish he wouldn't do this, or I wish he did do that. That's cheap. I mean, Yeah, that's real life. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, sure.
A woman somewhere is complaining about this.
You're not romantic, are you?
Well, I mean, I bring flowers home, but that's not sex.
Yeah, when you do sex at her.
No, that is. I've got a lot to learn from this, and I think we all do.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Hi.
Hi.
How do I do sex at people the correct way?
Oh, God, my shirt is broke. I found this on a health website, and it says, here's the things you need to know about sex. Here's how it should go down.
All right.
So how long do you think it should last, according to the experts?
As long as I last.
How long do you think that would be good? What's a good number? They give it a number. They say it should last this long.
5 to 15 minutes.
5 to 15?
Yeah.
Okay. In and out.
Closer to 15, but, you know, 5 is probably sufficient.
Okay. They say it should last 35 minutes.
Jesus Christ. Like, from start to end?
Yeah, but...
I'm talking straight...
Stop!
Well, you can say that.
No, you can't.
Well, I'm saying from that point, from the start of the actual sex...
Yeah, yeah, I got you.
5 to 15.
They're talking about everything, and they're going to tell you about everything.
Oh, well, of course, it's 35 then.
Well, what, you doing this other stuff?
Well, it depends on what it is.
Just the sex part, when I see the 35 minutes, I'm like, damn it. I know
the whole process takes hours, because we have to drink.
Oh, right.
Right? Listen to music, like it's a long period.
Well, am I involved?
But the actual time of...
Right, getting dressed up and all that.
5 to 15 minutes.
Plugging everything in, charging all the toys,
sure.
Cleaning everything up. That's, I don't know if you
listening
count that.
Listening to Interpol.
Yeah, we're talking about just actual sex.
Right.
But I do think that you start with the foreplay. You start the timer then. If you've started doing stuff, now boom. Okay, click the stopwatch. My problem is I've been told that I need to shorten my act.
Mm.
But I always thought that women liked, you know, if you just were going forever, but they do not. And, you know, I think the thing is, too, is that idea that women like it if you go for a long time, you have to be good at what you're doing still for them to like it.
Yeah, fair.
And that's what I realized. Like, oh, duh, I didn't think about this. I know I'm not good at this. And yet I just thought, oh, well, because I take a long time, that'll make me desirable. It does not. You know, I learned that. So I try and be more efficient now.
I get
but
it.
35 minutes, 15, that includes 15 minutes of foreplay.
Ugh.
And foreplay does not include drinking and listening to Interpol. They don't count that part. That starts with the kissing. The real kissing, you know, not the kissing at the bar, but you know, the kissing where you go.
The kissing at the bar is more fun.
The kissing at the bar is fun, especially when it's a stranger. But,
yeah,
but
that's the best part.
Yeah, but the kissing when you're about to have sex, that's the consent, I think, right?
Mm.
Don't you think that's the consent?
Well, no, I don't think that. I think they need to say yes.
Oh, you ask them, do you want to have sex with me?
Yes.
And then they say yes? What, do you
yes
write it
or
down?
No.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
Check yes or no.
Maybe kids do that now because they're worried.
Look,
I don't know how it works.
What I do know is that you can't say on the radio as two guys, kissing is consent. That's not a thing you can say.
That's the beginning of the consent.
No, you said, I think that's consent,
yeah.
And I'm telling you, I think that's not consent, and we're not allowed to say it,
well,
no matter what I think.
I want to be...
Kissing me
be
back
informed.
Is not consent for sexual intercourse.
I want to be informed. So if you inform me that doesn't count... I'm talking about with your partner, though. I'm not talking about a stranger from the bar. I'm talking about your partner. Like, I live with someone. So once the kissing begins, then I know, okay, this person, wants to have sex.
Okay.
You don't think so?
I don't know how it works.
You can tell from the kiss is what I'm saying.
Hey.
You can tell. Can't you?
I don't necessarily disagree with you.
Okay, good.
But I'm telling you, I should disagree with you, and people listening to this could be outraged. You're not allowed to make a decision about their consent based on how you feel they're kissing you.
Okay, what if?
No.
Hold on. What if they take their top off first?
No, and that does not mean they want to have sex.
Oh, what are you talking about? If they take their top off, no. And then they start kissing you?
No, no. I don't think it's consent. I think they have to say yes.
Well, they can say stop at any time, right?
I think they have to say yes.
So now you ask a question now? That's what you do?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't been out there in a while. So please, forgive me. I thought that the kissing was the, you know, you're starting the sex at that point, right? That's when you click the timer. Anyway, 15 minutes of foreplay, and then Laszlo, I'm guessing you don't do 15 minutes of foreplay, but part of that 35 minutes is also 5 minutes of cuddling.
Afterwards?
Yep, you're supposed to cuddle for 5 minutes. So you do 15 minutes of foreplay,
I'm actually lasting longer than these guys.
15 minutes of doing it, and then 5 minutes of cuddling.
Yeah, I said 5 to 15. I was right.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, you're not doing the foreplay and the cuddling.
Oh, right. Exactly.
What do? You just tell them to get in the magic shower and that's that?
I shower. They don't.
I don't. The cuddling afterwards
I have a magic shower. I get in the shower. Oh, they leave.
You get in the shower. Right.
They don't get in the shower.
You just hop up and you disappear and that's it?
Well, no, I hope so. That's what I told the girl one time. She said, what are you going to do? And I said, it's crazy. I have a magic shower. And she said, a magic shower? And I said, yeah. I get in it and you disappear.
Yeah.
And then I came out and she was gone.
Now, that's very polite of you. Very chivalrous. Very romantic.
I think it's fair.
It's fair, but...
It's a funny way to tell her, like, you can't stay here.
The point is, when you're done, there is a...
Done what? With the shower or done having sex?
You've got 15 minutes. You got the 15 minutes of cuddling, or sorry, the 15 minutes
of foreplay. I don't want to cuddle
for 15 minutes of foreplay, 15 minutes of sex, and then you're supposed to do the 5 minutes of cuddling. What do you do when other people are doing the 5 minutes of cuddling? You just go get your magic shower?
Well, I might get in the shower right away.
Yeah.
Or maybe I just read my phone or something.
I just don't understand this idea. People must be doing it differently, but after the 15 minutes of sex, okay, I'll go along with you. 15 minutes of foreplay, 15 minutes of sex, and I'll go with you that kissing isn't consent.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I mean, look,
kissing is not consent. You won't argue that fact.
I want to be informed about this stuff. But when you're done, that is not a time to cuddle. You know what I mean? But people are cuddling during that time, so I think they're doing something different than I am. Because in that moment,
what do you do after you do sex at it?
I get a towel. You know what I mean?
To wipe yourself off or her?
Both.
Do you say, "Here's a towel"?
Yes.
Do you get up and go get a wet towel?
Yes.
All right, so there's the thing. Like, so I dated this girl for a long time. And as soon as we finished,
yeah,
I lived with her and everything. So, I mean, really, the first girl I ever lived with, it was just normal. She'd be like, go get a warm towel.
Yes.
And I would go get her a warm towel. That was, like, natural. Then we broke up. I moved out. I started dating this other girl. And every time we were finished, I would go get a warm towel. And after, like, the fourth time, she was like, what? It's like you're, like, clean up, you freak. You bother me. She didn't like it. She's like, it's like you're telling me to, like, hey, clean up. You disgust me. Get out of here. And I was like, I don't know. This is what this girl, like, I just do what you tell me to.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, okay, well, I'll stop doing that.
I dated a girl that wanted the warm washcloth every time. Yeah. It was a warm washcloth. I also remember seeing Pauly Shore at the casino, and he said that he would go get a... You remember Pauly Shore?
I know
he said he would always go get the rag, get it wet and warm. And then he said on his way back, he would clean himself up, not tell her that's what he's doing, and then he'd give her the rag. Here you go, here's a warm towel. Because he said he couldn't help himself the way back. Like, well, I've got this warm rag now, I'll clean myself up, and then he'd give it to her. Anyway, I did date some... It's funny you say that, because like, the first real relationship I was in, I lived with someone. That's what she wanted, was the wet rag. Yeah. Now, I just bring towels out before we start. Here's a stack of towels. That's part of my prep. I do.
Like a stack of warm?
Like a couple. No, just a couple clean folded towels from the closet. I bring them out. It's part of my setup.
What does your setup look like?
You got the towels. I've got the toys. I've got lubrication.
It's all set up in the room.
Yes.
When they come in there.
I'm setting it up. Sometimes while they're there, I'm going to get the rest of the stuff. She knows what I'm doing.
Are you naked?
No. Nope. Not naked yet. I'm setting up. I look just like this. I'm just bringing stuff in there and getting it prepped.
What a weird thing.
Oh, what a weird thing.
That is a... Come on, man. It's a little weird.
What? That I'm prepared?
Yeah, it's a little weird for you guys to make out on the couch and then her go get in the bedroom and you be like, hold on. And then you start plugging in toys, bringing out towels.
That would be weird. That's why I get it all ready first. Then...
Well, how do you know she wants to do all that?
Because she's kissed me. No, I'm just kidding. You know, she's dressed up. She dresses up. That's her way of saying, you know, do something about this. Every relationship's different. I'm not saying kissing is consent.
So wait, she's in nylons and high heels, then you start setting up the room for battle.
Yes. I get the selfie lights out and all that stuff. Yeah.
You have selfie lights?
You know, get the studio equipment out if we need it or whatever.
What kind of studio
equipment? Well, I like to have lights on us, on her, you know, but it ends up being on me too, but I like to have lights.
Why?
It just makes everything look nicer.
All right.
So, yeah.
And then you take out two towels.
Bring out a couple clean towels.
And what do you do with the towels?
I could use them to clean up at the end.
Yeah, but don't you have to go get them wet anyway?
No, I don't get them wet. I did that with my first girlfriend that I lived with, but I don't do that anymore. I just we just use the towels, and then, you know, we go to the bathroom.
Just the dry towels?
Dry towels, yep. Mm-hmm. Throw those in the laundry, and then that's that.
And then what do you put on afterwards? You guys cuddle afterwards underneath the...
No, that's what I'm saying.
I don't, underneath the Instagram lights?
No, I go sit on a different couch and put those lights away. I have to pick up everything immediately.
Why?
While she's in the bathroom. I don't want any of this out here anymore.
Because it's embarrassing?
Because I just don't want it. I'm done with this now.
It's embarrassing, though, right?
I want the furniture put back together. I want all the shoes out of here. I want all the, you know, electronics put away. Yeah, I want everything back the way it
because
was.
Because it's embarrassing, right?
Well, in case someone comes over. What if you came over?
Fair enough.
I can't have the house looking like that. So I like to pick it up right now during that moment of complete clarity.
And then she gets in the shower.
Maybe, yeah.
And then you go sit on a couch, and then she sits on another couch. You guys,
I clean up the place.
And you don't speak about what happened?
Well, no, nothing to talk about anymore. It's done. What's done is done. What's done is done. We can't change that.
Whatever happened, happened.
She knows if it's something I'd rather she not talk about.
It is what it is?
It is what it is.
That's do you guys ever look at each other and nod and be like, hmm?
Mm-hmm.
That was weird.
All the time.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Yo.
Good show.
Good to see you.
Yeah, it was fun, man. I'm excited for you tonight.
Why?
You got the sexy realtor thing going on.
Oh, you know. Who knows? I could have been joking.
No, you weren't.
No, I wasn't. Yeah. What are you doing tonight?
I'm going to try to... Nothing.
What? You trying to hire someone? You should. That's what you were talking about earlier. You kept asking me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might.
Know. They got rid of Backpage. I don't know how you do it now. Well, there's... Laszlo, I got a million massage parlors over by my house.
See, yeah, that's the thing. I have my kids all the time, you know, 24-7.
Well, don't take your kids with you.
No, I'm just saying that today's like their mother's birthday or something, so they're going out to dinner for a little bit.
Perfect, yeah, go to
so
the...
I need like an hour and a half.
Yeah, go to the massage parlors by my house.
Right. I mean, you can't really... I mean, 15, 35, 35 minutes where you taught me if I want to sex at someone.
That's more than enough time.
Yeah, but I'd be like, you can't, like, you know, you, do that, no, like, no, no, on the road.
The massage parlor, there's no... I don't think you have to follow those rules there.
Oh, you don't?
No, no, no. You just...
I can't be like if someone wanted to be like, oh, I'd like to date you or something, I can't be like, well, meet me in the bathroom.
Oh, right.
You see what I'm saying? My only choice now as an adult is to seek a professional.
Yeah, that's why I say just go to one of those massage parlors.
Well, give me the address.
I'll give you two of them that are nearby that I know. I mean, I've never been in there myself, but I've...
Well, then
I've,
how do we know?
Laszlo, you'll know. I promise you that's the only reason they're there. They're open late. It makes no sense for them to be actual massage parlors. There's reviews online you can look at. There's plenty of them. They just exist amongst us, and people don't talk about them, but they're there. I live in an area where there's a lot of them.
Right, I'm going to go. Yeah. What's the name of it?
I don't know, but some of them are literally like massage spa, but I'll send you the names. One of them, actually, when you go to the website, does have pictures of girls that clearly don't work there, like in lingerie, like, you know, waving at the camera. But so it's a little more obvious, but yeah,
they don't work there.
But it's like pictures you can tell were stolen from somewhere else. They're not actual girls that work there, but there are people working there. There are guys that go in there. I see the trucks pull up. Guys go in there. Or cars pull up.
Do I have to have a truck?
Huh?
Do I have to have a truck?
No, I'm just saying. Seems like I do see a lot of trucks, but no, you can just drive up there. I see guys going in and out of those places. So go check it out.
How far is it from your house?
Like minutes. A minute.
Can I park at your house and walk?
You don't need to. The parking lot's completely... No one's going to notice
it. I feel like someone's going to get my license plate.
Nope, they're totally inconspicuous. I'm telling you, they've got it figured out.
All right. Sexy realtor lady?
Yeah.
Good show. Stay positive, kids.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo.